Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, ready, Steve? Lapka, can you play? You got time over there in Traffic Central?
Sure do.
Okay, you get 10 seconds to answer the following questions. Ready, set, go. According to an ancient proverb, cats have five lives.
One. False.
Yes, false. That's
correct. By the way, the clock doesn't start before you read the question, but go ahead.
Okay. Fashion designer Giorgio Armani is a native of Italy.
True.
That's correct. George Orwell said, whatever is funny is subversive. Every joke is a custard pie. True or false?
I'm going to say false. I don't know that one.
I'll go with false, too. I don't know either.
It's true.
Oh, okay.
Snow White is an American fairy tale.
False.
Snow White is not an American fairy tale. That's false. The number one cash crop for Missouri is wheat. You have 10 seconds.
I'm going to say false.
What do you think it is?
Maybe corn?
I thought it was...
Ding, time's up.
I thought it was something... I don't know why I'm thinking pea pods. What's the other
soybeans?
Crop? Soybeans.
Soybeans is correct.
It's edamame.
Ah, I lived there for a while. I should know.
Soybeans, ding, ding, ding.
So wait, we were right.
So false is correct. Yeah, whatever. So that's how it goes. And then some of them are things like, this is the finance minister of Russia. And I'm like, who knows that? But I got a 50-50 shot.
Sergei Shcherbinsky.
God, if that's right, I'm going to go over there and smack you. So that's the way it works. And if you do well enough, long enough, you get points. You get, I'm not exactly sure how it works. Let's ask Seth Beard, who joins us now on WGN Radio. Hi, Seth. It's John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you today?
Hey, John. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. And I think you guys should download the app and play. You did all right.
I did download the app. Those were questions from when I did play, and I did not do very... And you know what I did one time? So it says a cat has five lives. Well, I know it's nine lives. I know that's easy. I forget, but I didn't answer it in time because I was thinking, am I really reading this right? Bah, time's up. Ah! So that happens too, right?
That happens, yeah.
You are the chief marketing officer of this app called Givling. Now, I downloaded it and played a couple of times today for free. Then it wouldn't let me play anymore. How does this game work and what does it do?
Right. So there's definitely multi faces to how the game works, but essentially it's a gamified crowdfunding platform with the goal of getting our users out of debt. And primarily that's student loan debt, also mortgage debt. And we give away a lot of cash. What's really great about the app is every time you play, you're automatically entered into some random drawings for cash. So we do a daily random drawing, which typically is around $500 a day. And then we'll have about every 5 or 6 days, it's a $10,000 random drawing. And these are just by playing the game 10 times within 30 days. You'll see on the app, you'll receive a gold star. And so if you're terrible at trivia and not doing well and you don't think that you can win our really big weekly cash prizes, it's a great way just by staying engaged that you still have a chance to win.
Do you ever play by yourself or are you always paired with two other people as a team?
Yes, so you're always paired with two other people as a team. And we've had actually people win with scores of 0 or 10 because they've been paired by the computer with really strong players, and that score carried them out through the week, and they were able to claim the cash. So just by playing, you actually have a chance to, you know, be on one of these strong teams.
If those other randomly chosen players are strong, are you stuck with them all week, or are you getting a different team each time you play?
Yeah, the latter. So each time you play, you're put on a brand new team.
How many people are playing at any given time?
It does vary throughout the day, and the afternoons tend to be busier. I'm assuming people are getting off work, want to enjoy some leisure time with their family. We do get calls and emails all the time. People enjoy playing with their family to try to see if they can combine their knowledge to win. So we get thousands of people playing at the same time. And right now we have about 400,000 users on the app that are registered on the platform.
How are you getting the money to give away? I understand that 90% of the money that comes in from user fees is paid out. So it is a sort of crowdsourcing way to fund money to lucky or pretty good trivia players. But where do you get the money? Is it just from people who pay 50 cents for additional plays or what?
Yes, so there's several revenue sources that we have. That is one, from people that do pay to play. We also have advertisers on the platform. So after you finish your trivia, you strike out with those three incorrect answers, you're automatically prompted with a video ad. And there's a call to action after that where you can check out their products. And that's how we get a lot of funding, too, to help with that. And there are also other video ads that you can watch that help fund the queue. So combining those three elements help us with all the jackpot payout money.
Do you worry that it's a mixed signal because I'm in debt? Now I'm paying 50 cents a play to try and get out of debt.
Sorry there, I didn't hear the question.
This is for people that are, it's for anybody, but it's marketed to and promoted to people to pay off their debt, and yet it costs 50 cents a play. It's like sitting somebody in front of a slot machine and saying, here, just use this and you might get out of debt. What about that mixed signal?
Sure. So that's why we do have the daily award. That's just simply by playing those free 10 games each time daily, somebody's winning around $500. So you don't have to pay anything to be eligible for that. And also the $10,000 random drawing, you don't have to pay to be eligible for that. Also the weekly trivia, you don't have to pay to play. So we've had many winners that have never put in anything other than time within the app that have received a great return.
I don't know if you like the sound of this or not, but I've never seen anything in my hand that more efficiently forced me to watch commercials. Because and I've only had the app for a half a day now, but it seems like after I played, I find myself watching an ad that I have to get through to do something again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We've shifted the paradigm of how our users think of ads because they know when companies back Givlane that they're putting those companies specifically, their money towards helping the users get out of debt. So they say, bring on the ads. Help us, you know, they're reaching out to companies, asking them to join us, and it does make my job a little bit easier, so that's nice.
I could see how it's attractive to the advertisers, that's for sure, and if that defrays some of my cost as a player, I'm intrigued by that business model. Just one last thing here now. It says, I have zero coins now, but I've only played a few times today. Do I have more free plays coming up today?
Yeah, so your next free plays, they reset at midnight Mountain Time. So tomorrow you can play your two games. And then if you look at the lower part of that, the app itself, there's a TV screen. Yours might have the number 30 on it. These are ads that help generate revenue as well. And there's a wheel that spins. You can actually get coins from that by spinning that wheel.
One of our residents in the Chicago area won about $8,000 doing this the other day. Total paid out, it says on my app, $2,812,000. This thing is real, and it's called Givling, and it's fascinating. Okay, I'm out of time, but good luck to you guys, and congratulations on a really interesting model.
Great, yeah, thanks for having me, and I do come out and surprise some of our winners with giant checks, so I'd love to come to the Chicago area and do that for somebody there.
If you do, reach back out to us, and we'll tag along, okay?
I'd love that.
Seth Beard, somebody said, how do you spell it now? It's like I think it sounds, Givling, G-I-V-L-I-N-G. Givling is the app we're talking about.